Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here with a name you know. Yeah, you might know him because he's the MLW World Champion. Had quite the year in 2021, and it looks like he is not stopping anytime soon. We've learned a multi-year extension with MLW, and that's a big piece to keep with MLW. We got Alex Hammerstone. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Congrats on the new deal. I know this was a big one for MLW, keeping the centerpiece of their company with the company. How you feeling right now?
I'm feeling great. With all the craziness that's been going on in pro wrestling right now, it feels good to have my future kind of figured out for the time being.
And I know that you've seen that. I mean, we've seen Kevin Owens, Kyle O'Reilly, Johnny Gargano, Adam Cole, a lot of really big names that have either switched companies, re-signed deals. I know that you had signed a multi-year deal in 2019. Now, here we are at the end of 2021, and from what I understand, at least a multi-year deal.
Yeah, we just we're able to come to the agreement and work out a multi-year extension, and feeling good and feeling optimistic about it.
So as we look at the landscape of wrestling, I mean, obviously ROH is, we don't know what the hell's going to happen with ROH. I think a lot of people even there don't know. How were things looking for you? Had this process started like a while back of you all talking? Is it something that either one of you or MLW had brought up in the past? Like, oh yeah, let's maybe start chit-chatting about this.
Yeah, I mean, they had brought it up to me. They had planted the seed a while back, and it's something that we kind of touched base, you know, here and there, you know, kind of starting to chip away at the little details. And then finally we got on the phone and ironed it out and figured out what we actually had to do to make it happen to keep both parties happy. And I'm glad we were able to.
Was there anything like maybe that was more important to you this go around than the first two go arounds? Because you established yourself in MLW, you re-signed with him, and now here you are as a world champion who made history with them. And you've been in a much different position each time.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, without sounding at the risk of sounding cocky or overconfident, you know, there comes a time when you have to realize you are bringing more to the table, you know, and you have created more value for yourself. You know, I was very fortunate. A lot of people don't realize MLW gave me an opportunity when I didn't have a lot of, you know, stock in the industry. And, you know, now coming to a point where maybe I do hold a little bit more cards in my hand. You know, there were things I was looking out for because, you know, you realize there's going to be other offers on the table. You know, a lot of people like to prematurely think they have a lot of value when they don't. You know, they'll, you know, say, oh, hey, this guy should go to this company or that company or that. And it's like, none of those companies even want them, you know? But once you do get to a point where you, you know, I've kind of felt like I would have had options available at my fingertips. I had to make sure I was in a position where I felt, you know, taken care of, and, you know, they were able to afford me that, you know, and also just considering the fact that I'm not getting any younger, you know, I've been in this business for 10 years now, and it's nice to finally be in a position where I'm starting to really see a return from it. You know, and beyond that, there's a lot of things that MLW offers me that other companies might not, you know, just not as intense of a, you know, a schedule, you know, not the demand of being on the road 5 days a week or something like that. That's not something I might ever want to do, to be honest. You know, as my time has gone on in wrestling, I always say I wrestle for free, but you have to pay me to travel, because I love the wrestling part, but the traveling just kicks my ass. And it's the most frustrating part of it, as a lot of people will end up, you know, you'll hear from a lot of people who've done this for a long time. And so there's a lot of advantages at MLW right now. And, you know, as far as the contract goes, we were able to come to something that I was happy with.
So you had mentioned the possibility of other options. Because it was an extension, if I'm not mistaken, you hadn't even gotten to the point of free agency yet to where you could entertain other offers, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And, I mean, when you saw, like, ROH change, I mean, that adjusts a lot of people's leverage, a lot of people's potential plans. Did that, like, say anything to you? Did that, like, put anything in your mind, like, maybe this makes it easier for me?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's just, it's crazy. I've kind of seen the landscape of wrestling, I think we all have, just changing so quickly. And the kind of realization that nothing is guaranteed anymore. And also, you know, I've always been a huge proponent of the cream rise to the top, and that if you're good enough, you'll get what's yours. And now I hate to say, I think we're almost at a point in wrestling where there's almost such an oversaturation of talent that being talented isn't enough. You have to, you know, be at the right place at the right time a little bit, which I think is something that a lot of people have used as a cop-out at times. But now I kind of feel it's true, you know, watching companies like WWE release a multitude of guys who are legitimate world championship material, you know.
It's hard to tell what they want anymore when they release a guy like Braun Strowman.
Yeah, you know, I've always said, like, I've always thought, like, Kevin Cross, like, I've known him since he got into the business, and I was like, if WWE gets their hands on him and put the machine behind him, I always said that he was going to be like the next mega star. Like, beyond like even wrestling, I thought that guy's like a movie star. Like, that guy's like, he's just the most charismatic dude in the fucking world, you know. And to watch him, you know, now he's without a job, you know. Sure, I'm sure he's gonna, you know, pick up and be just fine, but it just really makes you realize, like, man, things are changing so fast. Nothing's guaranteed. You're not sure what exact who's looking for what anymore. So yeah, all those things play a factor when you're, you know, renegotiating contracts.
And it's very evident that MLW as a company, Court Bauer as the person who owns it, they have an incredible amount of confidence in you, and that's got to feel good as well. I mean, you've earned that confidence, but to see there's a lot of people who have earned confidence that don't necessarily get it from the company they work for, and this company has that in you.
Yeah, you know, and that's something, just like having a more personal one-on-one relationship with, you know, people in the office and, you know, Court himself, and realizing that there's a trust there, that there's a value there, that it's more than just like, you know, oh, we're trying to lock you up because we don't want people to have you. It's like, no, we place value in you. We see, you know, what you're going to bring to the table. We want you to be a big part of this company moving forward. And, you know, I feel that duty, that responsibility, and the pride of, you know, elevating a company and trying to take something that maybe isn't as well known as it could be or should be at this point, and hopefully bringing more attention to the product.
So I know that a couple months ago you had a bit of an ankle injury. You've wrestled since then. How are you feeling? You 100%? Is it still a little bit on the mend? Because is anybody ever 100% when they're wrestling?
Yeah, I like to say, like, I'm not sure if anybody ever is 100%, but I always say me at 80% is just as good as anyone else at 100%. Yeah, but the thing with ankle injuries is, you know, a doctor's like, okay, well, if you rest this for the next, you know, 2 to 3 months, it should be good to go. But it's like, well, I'm going to be wrestling next weekend, so what's the timeline for recovery with that in mind? And it's kind of like, I'm going to perpetually have a somewhat injured ankle for the next probably year or so. You know, I still have a nice little golf ball hanging out the side of it. I brace it up, I tape it up, and I say a little prayer before my wrestling, and it's been doing me good thus far.
So you had quite the moment at Fightland, and it was a long time coming. I mean, I know MLW wanted to do this match, and almost it's like the delay even made it better. The pandemic and no fans being around, it built that anticipation for Hammerstone Fatu, and you had this incredible moment. How have things changed for you since then, besides obviously having a golf ball hanging off your ankle?
You know, it's crazy because it's one of those moments that, you know, you dream about, you think about, you know, as soon as I signed with MLW, I'm like, that's my goal. I want to be that guy, you know, but it seems so far off. It seems like it almost seems like a far-fetched idea. Like it might never happen, but even if it does, it's so far away that you don't really comprehend it. And you think like, man, once I get there, like it's going to be, but then it's like, once it happens, it's like, well, nothing's really changed. I still have that same attitude of like, what's next? Like, what's the next goal? What's the next thing to do? What's the next, you know, pretty much whatever I'm going to convince my brain to put pressure on me for, you know, what's the next big match? What's the next big defense? What's the next pinnacle for the company? Like, how do we take this to the next level? It definitely wasn't like a sigh of relief and a rest. It was like, wow, everything feels even more intense now.
Now, it seemed pretty evident, I want to say fairly early into your run, that the eventual collision course was going to be you and Jacob Fatu. The pandemic happened, and that is the kind of match you want to do in front of fans. Like, that is, it becomes immediately one of the biggest moments in MLW history. As the pandemic happened, like, what did you think was going to happen there? Were you like, were a part of you like, will this ever happen? Or did you just know that there was a light at the end of the tunnel for that eventually?
Well, you know, like I alluded to earlier, you know, with cream rising to the top, like I always knew I would get my opportunity, because even if it got kind of pushed to the side or lost in the shuffle, I'd be willing to climb back up the staircase if needed be. The biggest concern I had was fans losing interest. I feel like we were getting to the boiling point where it was like, is this going to boil over or is it going to simmer back down?
Yeah.
And so it's like, I am so incredibly thankful to the fans that they stayed into it long, because a lot of people, like, you know, it's like, hey, this great thing's coming. A lot of people get tired of waiting, you know, and they kind of lose interest, or, you know, they start to feel like, oh, this guy's just being pushed, you know, in this situation, and he's not really, because they start to forget like the journey it took to get there and why they, you know, got behind me in the first place. And they kind of start looking for who's next, you know, beyond me. So I was really worried that was going to happen. And we were very lucky that, you know, the fans stayed interested in the match, they stayed invested in the storyline, and they wanted to see the payoff.
And you don't see a lot of 200 or 300 day champions in wrestling these days, much less dueling 800 plus day champions. That MLW National Openweight title became like your title. It's synonymous with you, all due respect to Alex Kane. It's the Alex Hammerstone title belt, because for the first 2.5 years, you were the only human that had ever carried it. Was it bittersweet to you to vacate that title? Because I know it was, like, it was yours. It was your baby. You worked to put it on an even plane with the world title.
Yes, I wish I could say, you know what? No, it was 100% time to move on and it's behind me. But no, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't bittersweet.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know, because just feasibly, it wasn't going to work for me to try to defend both titles. And, you know, it really should be, you know, that championship was, you know, although the champion makes the belt doesn't make the champion, you know, but that championship was something that I leveraged as kind of like a rocket ship and a big boost to my career. And, you know, stepping up and having these title defenses and having some of my best matches defending that championship was something that really elevated me and my career and my perception in the wrestling world. So it's only right that, you know, another young person on the up and up, you know, gets to do that now and kind of follow in my footsteps, hopefully, you know, or fall flat on their face if they're not good enough to carry on the legacy. But it was bittersweet, but I do have my eyes set on the future, and the future is with the world championship.
And there's obviously a lot of pressure that comes with that. As you mentioned, everybody's like, what's next? But you're no stranger to overcoming pressure. I mean, for a while, people were like, okay, how will he do with MJF not being here? How will he do not being with Richard Holiday a lot? And vice versa. Richard has had to overcome that as well. And you overcame it, and you became national openweight champion for 2 years. You became world champion for 2 years. Now we're reaching like sort of an apex of like, what's next? What do you see as next, and how are you handling that pressure that comes with that?
You know, so when it's all said and done, you know, it's like you just said, I made the National Openweight Championship synonymous with me. I want that when people, you know, years from now, when people talk about the greatest MLW champion, I want Hammerstone to be the first thing that comes to their head. And I have a hell of a lot of work cut out for me if I want to make that happen, you know, because even just the guy that was holding it just before me, Jacob Fatu, had, you know, what an impressive champion he was. So it's like, I have big shoes to fill. And I think, you know, the idea of what's next, it's kind of like I'm at the top of the mountain right now, you know, and not in an egotistical sense, but it's like, not only did I win the world championship, I won the world championship and was holding the national openweight championship at the same time. Yeah. I defeated a champion, you know, all these things. It's kind of like I'm at the pinnacle. So the only thing to do for me is to, you know, solidify myself there, but then to raise the pinnacle, to make it that the top of the mountain is even higher. And like I said, that's only going to happen with these big marquee matches, with growing the brand, with growing the company, with getting more outreach, getting new eyes on the product, and really just doing my best to elevate the company.
So with this new deal, will you still be able to work like the AAWs of the world, IWCs, things like that?
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's certain restrictions with my current deal, mostly dealing with anything that's going to be televised.
Sure.
But as far as, independent wrestling, I'm still very much going to have a strong foothold in independent wrestling. That's another big thing. Like when it comes to contracts, it's like, I love that connection with, independent wrestling, with those sometimes like the smaller shows, just getting intimate with fans, and the opportunity to see fans in these little cities that, maybe I wouldn't get to meet. That's something that I love, and it's super important to keep that. And it's something that, yeah, I'm still going to be making appearances with independence.
And thankfully the world's open back up a little bit. I mean, obviously the pandemic is far from over, but I know this year you've worked Georgia, Texas, I think it was, Washington, California. You've like, it hasn't just been one coast, one area, Chicago, even like back to traveling all over the country.
I've been very, very busy.
So how has that been for you after, I mean, everybody was busy in 2020 in a different kind of way, just making sure to stay alive in that sense, but now you're back on the road. How are you feeling? And again, all that pressure that's added on you by toting around that MLW world title and carrying that banner, being that flag bearer.
I feel good. I feel great. I love it so much. It's just incredible to, to have a full schedule, because there was a time when I was sending out my booking emails, hoping someone would, pay me $40 to drive nine wrestle for them. So, to be in a position where people want to have me at their promotions, it's an honor. I've never, I try to never lose sight of that, and especially coming out of, the pandemic when everything was shut down and that was gone for a while, it really put things into perspective that, wow, this can go away, and when it does go away, it really sucks, so to have it back, it's great. There was a small period coming out of it where I'd gotten like, it was the weirdest thing, just from going from having like a completely sit at home, no wrestling, to starting to get out again. When I first started traveling again, I got weird travel anxiety, and it's not, it wasn't like, oh, I'm scared of getting COVID if I go out. It wasn't that. It was like, I can't even explain it or put it into words. I was perpetually feeling like I was like going to forget something in my bag, or and it's like, I've had the same crap packed in my wrestling bag for the last 5 years. Like, I don't know. It was just the weirdest thing. Like every time I had to like go to the airport, I'd be like all like wigged out the night before. I mean, obviously that went away pretty quick, but man, it was a trip. But yeah, now I'm back to feeling great.
Oh, when we started to travel again this year, I was finding hair ties from when my hair was long, like in my luggage from a year and a half ago, because like I hadn't traveled since I cut my hair, and like little things like that I would never use anymore. And it's like, oh yeah, we're getting back to normal now. Finally. Yeah. So I know that before you had worked with, well, I don't know if it's before you worked with MLW, but before you had signed full time, you had done an appearance for Impact years ago, and it was for Explosion. What was your sort of feedback there, and how did that appearance even come about?
So I'm trying to think. I know they were having kind of like a tryout in Vegas at the time.
Yeah, it was at Sam's Town.
Yeah, and I didn't get selected through the tryout. I was already booked for Explosion, I believe, just kind of, they were kind of aware of me. I'd worked some of the guys on the roster. But I was at the tryout just kind of hanging out because I was in early, and they needed, like they had an odd number of guys. So it's like the guy came over to me like, hey, will you wrestle this kid for his tryout match? But it ended up that we ended up having a kick-ass match, but it ended up like really highlighting me. Like,
I mean, you won the match. It was like a one-off and you won the match.
Yeah. The whole thing was a good experience. It was a good showing. You know, that was actually the catalyst for me really switching my whole like style and gimmick up, because I was there and someone through the grapevine like told me, like straight out of Scott D'Amore's mouth, they said, they'll sign you, but you look too much like Triple H.
Like
on the way to my tapings where I was going to wrestle, I stopped at a Great Clips and had them cut all my hair off. And I had long last 10 years. And I showed up like, whoa, like what's going on? But you know, as it would work out, you know, through the twists and turns of chance and whatever, we didn't end up coming to a deal, and I ended up with MLW before anything with Impact happened. But back, you know, looking back on it, it was a fun experience, and it ended up pointing me in the direction I needed to go to kind of take my career on the track it needed to be on. So I'm thankful for it.
Do you ever miss your hair?
Yeah, but I mean, well, it's growing back. Obviously, I have the sides and the shaved off now.
When I cut mine, I immediately didn't miss it. I mean, I did a donation, so I was running around looking like Bailey for like a day or two until I got it like chopped down. But like, I didn't miss it at all. But you did get a lot of those Triple H comparisons, and I know that had to be like, I'm nothing like Triple H. We're well built, and we got hair.
I mean, so I did feel like it was part of my wrestling identity. I felt like I had like this Thor-esque kind of, you know, almost Viking, like, you know, image, you know, just so ingrained with who I was that I thought like, oh, it'll, you know, mess everything up. But then it was kind of like, you know what? Like, I'm not my hair. I'm not my tights. I'm not this, I'm not that. Like, I'm whatever I want to be, you know? And, all, you know, realistically, like, told this story, like I had reached a point in wrestling where I didn't care. Like I was like, I was so up like that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try something completely new. And if everybody hates it and my career takes a huge dump, then I don't care. I'm ready to be out if it's my time to be out. But if this is the thing that works and makes me go on an upward trajectory, then cool. But whatever happens, happens. And let's just roll the dice. And as a turned out, it was the thing that kind of rejuvenated me and got me back on track.
When you were younger, had you ever heard like those stories that the former Nova, Mike Bucci, Simon Dean, like they had him cut his hair because he looked too much like Triple H? Then they were like, hey, how about we have everybody cut their hair in developmental? Like everybody. Then Jim Ross was like, well, now they all look the same. They all look like each other now. So you were able to find like a unique look that stood out, and like, I remember I barely recognized you just based on a haircut. And then I was like, oh shit, that's Hammerstone. But it was unique all to you.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of wrestlers like are like always like struggling to find an identity or like figure out like what's the thing. But like my thing ended up being like, I don't care. Like, I'm just going to do whatever. Like, I'd cut my hair and then like, I'd shave my beard in a certain way, and you know, people would start complaining, and it's like, I don't care. Like, it's so bizarre that people get so attached to these things, you know? And I get it, but it's like, dude, it's a haircut, or dude, it's a beard trimmer. Oh, I wore a new pair of sunglasses to the ring. But you know, at the end of the day, like, people get attached to what they get attached to. The things that get over, you know, as weird as it is, or as strange as it may seem at sometimes, it's just the way wrestling works.
Well, Alex, I want to congratulate you on your new deal. I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me. Last question. Have you drank Richard Holiday's coffee?
I should lie here to pretend I'm a good friend. But I have not.
Oh,
you know what?
No.
I'm not a coffee guy.
None either.
I never drink coffee at home. I'll drink it if, you know, like we're on the road and we'll stop at a gas station or grab a coffee. But that's the thing too. Like Holiday, we'll go to like a coffee shop. Well, I have gone to a coffee shop with him. It's not something I normally do. oh, this is great. You got to get this blah, 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 or whatever. He has like six words to describe a cup of coffee. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's good. But then like, we'll be at a hotel and we'll go downstairs and I'll get a cup of coffee. Like, this coffee's good. He's like, that's garbage. You don't know. It's all hot bean water to me.
Amazing. Guys, if you are in Dallas or if you want to travel to Dallas, January 21st, March 31st, MLW will be in both of those. Check out MLW.com to keep up to date on how to check out MLW. But Alex Hammerstone, the world champion, signs a multi-year extension with the company. Big congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much, Sean. It's always a pleasure.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save